Section 38. Lauded be thy name, O Lord my God. I testify that thou wast a hidden treasure, wrapped within thine immemorial being, and an impenetrable mystery enshrined in thine own essence. Wishing to reveal thyself, thou didst call into being the greater and the lesser worlds, and didst choose man above all thy creatures, and didst make him a sign of both of these worlds, O thou who art our Lord, the most compassionate. Thou didst raise him up to occupy thy throne before all the people of thy creation. Thou didst enable him to unravel thy mysteries and to shine with the lights of thine inspiration and thy revelation, and to manifest thy names and thine attributes. Through him thou didst adorn the preamble of the book of thy creation, O thou who art the ruler of the universe thou hast fashioned. I bear witness that in his person solidity and fluidity have been joined and combined. Through his immovable constancy in thy cause, and his unwavering adherence to whatsoever thou, in the plenitude of the light of thy glory, didst unveil to his eyes, throughout the dominions of thy revelation and creation, the souls of thy servants were stirred up in their longing for thy kingdom, and the dwellers of thy realms rushed forth to enter into thy heavenly dominion. Through the restlessness he evinced in thy path, the feet of all them that are devoted to thee were steeled and confirmed to manifest thy cause amidst thy creatures, and to demonstrate thy sovereignty throughout thy realm. How great, O my God, is this thy most excellent handiwork! And how consummate thy creation, which hath caused every understanding heart and mind to marvel! And when the set time was fulfilled, and what hath been preordained came to pass, thou didst unloose his tongue to praise thee and to lay bare thy mysteries before all thy creation, O thou who art the possessor of all names and the fashioner of earth and heaven. Through him all created things were made to glorify thee and to celebrate thy praise, and every soul was directed towards the kingdom of thy revelation and thy sovereignty. At one time thou didst raise him up, O my God, and didst attire him with the ornament of the name of him who conversed with thee, Moses, and didst through him uncover all that thy will had decreed and thine irrevocable purpose ordained. At another time thou didst adorn him with the name of him who was thy Spirit, Jesus, and didst send him down out of the heaven of thy will for the edification of thy people, infusing thereby the spirit of life into the hearts of the sincere among thy servants and the faithful among thy creatures. Again, thou didst reveal him, decked forth by the name of him who was thy friend, Mohammed, and caused him to shine brightly above the horizon of Hejaz as a token of thy power and an evidence of thy might. Through him thou didst send unto thy servants what enabled them to scale the heights of thy unity and to yearn over the wonders of thy manifold knowledge and wisdom. I testify, O thou who art the Lord of the whole creation, and the desire of whosoever hath sought thee, that amidst thy creatures they resemble the sun, which no matter how often it riseth and setteth, is still the one and the same sun. Whoso maketh any distinction between any of them hath truly failed to attain the ultimate purpose and to reach the highest goal, and hath been deprived of the mysteries of unity and of the lights of sanctity and oneness. I testify, moreover, that thou hast decreed that none on the face of the earth should equal them, and none of thy creatures be able to be compared with any of them, in order that thine own singleness and peerlessness might be recognized and established. Glorified, immeasurably glorified be thy name, O my God. How can I ever befittingly mention thee or sufficiently praise thee, that thou hast manifested him by the power of thy might and caused him to shine above the horizon of thy will and made him the dayspring of thy signs and the dawning place of the revelation of thy names and thine attributes? How bewilderingly mysterious, moreover, O my God, is his nature, and all that thou hast infused into him through thy strength and by the power of thy might. At one time he appeareth as the water, which is life indeed, sent down out of the heaven of thy grace, and poured forth from the clouds of thy mercy, that thy creatures may be endued with new life, and live as long as thine own kingdom endureth. Every drop of that water would suffice to quicken the dead, and to set their faces in the direction of thy favours and thy gifts, and to rid them of all attachment to aught else except thee. At another time he revealeth himself as the fire which thou didst kindle in the tree of thy unity, whose heat melteth the hearts of thine ardent lovers, when he who is the day star of the world shone forth above the horizon of Iraq. I testify, O my God, that through him the veils of human fancy were burnt up, and the hearts of men were set towards the scene of thy most resplendent glory. I implore thee, O thou who art the supreme ordainer, not to suffer me to be deprived of the breezes which are wafted in thy days, the days whereon the sweet smell of the raiment of thy mercy hath been shed abroad. Neither do thou keep me back from thy most great ocean, every drop of which crieth out and saith, Great is the blessedness that awaiteth him who hath been awakened from his sleep by the breath of God, which from the source of his mercy hath blown over all such of his creatures as have set themselves towards him. Thou seest, O my Lord, how thy servants are held captive by their own selves and desires. Redeem them from their bondage, O my God, by the power of thy sovereignty and might, that they may turn towards thee when he who is the revealer of thy names and attributes is manifested unto men. Cast upon this poor and desolate creature, O my Lord, the glance of thy wealth, and flood his heart with the beams of thy knowledge, that he may apprehend the verities of the unseen world, and discover the mysteries of thy heavenly realm, and perceive the signs and tokens of thy kingdom, and behold the manifold revelations of this earthly life, all set forth before the face of him who is the revealer of thine own self. Direct then his eyes, O my God, towards the horizon of thy loving kindness, and make steadfast his heart in its attachment to thee, and unloose his tongue to praise thee, and make him able to hold fast the cord of thy love, and to cling to the hem of thy bounteousness, and to proclaim thy name amidst thy creatures, and to recount thy virtues throughout thy realm, in such wise that no obstacle will deter him from turning to thy name, the All-Bountiful, and no veil shut him out from thee, in whose hand is the dominion of utterance and the kingdom of all names and attributes. Hold thou the hand of this seeker who hath set his face towards thee, O my Lord, and draw him out of the depths of his vain imaginations, that the light of certainty may shine brightly above the horizon of his heart, in the days whereon the sun of the knowledge of thy creatures hath been darkened through the shining of the day star of thy glory. The days whereon the moon of the world's wisdom hath been eclipsed through the appearance of thy hidden knowledge and the manifestation of thy well-guarded secret and the revelation of thine enshrined mystery. The days whereon the stars of men's doings have fallen through the rising of the orb of thy unity and the shedding of the radiance of thy transcendent oneness. I beg of thee, O my God, by thy most exalted word which thou hast ordained as the divine elixir unto all who are in thy realm, the elixir through whose potency the crude metal of human life hath been transmuted into purest gold, O thou, in whose hands are both the visible and invisible kingdoms, to ordain that my choice be conformed to thy choice, and my wish to thy wish, that I may be entirely content with that which thou didst desire, and be wholly satisfied with what thou didst destine for me by thy bounteousness and favour. Potent art thou to do as thou willest. Thou in very truth art the all-glorious, the all-wise. Happy is the man who hath recognized thee and discovered the sweetness of thy fragrance and set himself towards thy kingdom and tasted of the things that have been perfected therein by thy grace and favour. Great is the blessedness of him who hath acknowledged thy most excellent majesty, and whom the veils that have shut out the nations from thee have not hindered from directing his eyes towards thee, O thou who art the king of eternity and the quickener of every mouldering bone. Blessed also is he that hath inhaled thy sweet savours and been carried away by thine utterances in thy days. Blessed, moreover, be the man that hath turned unto thee, and woe betide him that hath turned his back upon thee. Praise be thou, the Lord of the worlds.